Okay, the story, just some thoughts here. We, of course, need a narrator. Maybe the narrator should be Pio. And this first one. So let's play with that thought for a little while here. So there we start with our Maria. Fair lady, thank you for your cooperation and all that. And then after how much, maybe 10 pages or so, we find ourselves at that cafe in that small town in Sweden where this aging man, 70 now he is, named Pio, sits with an old classmate. Telling her a story. And this was what we just started. Seems to be that story that he's telling. Is it a true story or not? Well, as they say, based on reality. And then sometimes, you know, and then we go back to that story again, in the big skyscraper there. And all of a sudden we find ourselves here and there, and it's turning into a wild story. And now and then again, we find that, you know, we have the narrator here, which is now Pio. So we're now and then back into the cafe. That's good. Otherwise, just switching over to another country, a little, some people sitting there without any connection to the main storyline. What use is that? And this way, yeah, good. Small town in Sweden, big, huge New Yorkish metropolis-ish city. In the big empire of America. And in fact, the world out there, as it looks like through the mind of this old man. And the poor lady. And maybe the guys there. And the bars. So that's a good setting, isn't it? It accomplishes what we want to do here in this first volume. Thank you for your cooperation. And we all then know this person, Pio, and others around him, who is now really just a narrator, off-camera guy. But then, of course, we may wonder, who is that Pio who is a narrator of this story? And why is he here at all? But that will be shown in the next volume, Path of Love. Oh, this works. Yeah, it works. It's good.